It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys show on the Michigan Talk Network. We are happy to be broadcasting in Ann Arbor on WTKA 1050 AM Sports Talk and WLBY 1290 Talk. This is Barbecue Bob. I am the original Infraredneck. Today, I'm sad to say I'm broadcasting without my good buddy Jop. He is taking care of business downstate, and we are live in Traverse City, Michigan at Right Brain Brewery. This is a huge expansion, and we're sitting here with the founder, the genius in charge here, Russ Springsteen. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting. This facility you've got is just, it's going to be phenomenal. You're still a week or two away from opening, and the people are clamoring for Right Brain beer.
It's good to hear. I'm hoping that they are.
Yeah.
Quite a project, and just trying to work my way through lots of bureaucracy and a lot of construction.
I don't think we had you on the right mic. Well, anyway, we are operating out of a brand new facility, and we're actually sitting back with a bunch of gigantic stainless and copper tanks, and this is where the sausage turns into breakfast right here.
That's right. Hopefully, coming soon, the Mongolista Pig Porter. So that's kind of like a breakfast beer.
Okay. Well, anyway, Right Brain Brewery was founded 6 years ago, and you're in Traverse. You started off as a barber. You were actually cutting hair and selling beer in the back of your salon. Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, I cut hair for 20 years, and then I started Salon Saloon, which was a barbershop styling salon.
Sounds like the perfect way to get a clip.
It was. You sip, we'll snip.
And you're right. If you've ever been to Traverse City, you know that Boardman Lake runs right down the middle of town, and this is right on the west shore of Boardman Lake, and it's what was in this facility before?
Originally, it was a bumper shop. And then, as of recently, it was a door and window manufacturer.
Okay, very large facility, and you are working like elves up front. You're going to have a big tap room. It looks very cool. You're going to have, the walls are set up there. You've got like a cityscape theme going on.
Yeah, just kind of fun, kind of bringing the big city to Traverse City.
How'd you ever come up with Right Brain as a name?
Originally, I was a senior in high school, and I had a creative writing class, and we all came in one day, and the teacher said that we're all going to take this test. You can't do it right, and you can't do it wrong, and don't be disappointed, because only three or four of you will be right brain. And I ended up being the only kid, and she said, well, you did it wrong. So she, Miss Smith, inspired me.
So you're right-handed, then.
I'm not in my right mind, though.
Well, anyway, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and as I said, we are live in Traverse City. It's the Cherry Festival, big event up here. It's one of the 10 top festivals in the country, so this town is just bustling with people. I brought my wife up, and we are staying at Ranch Rudolph. I don't know if you've ever been out there or not, but what a facility. Yeah. Oh, the place is... I would call it a dude ranch, but they told me it's a guest ranch. It's, you know, hundreds of acres, a bunch of log buildings. There's a big clubhouse, a ranch house, dining room with a bar. They've got a built-in pool outside. There's a campground with maybe, I don't know, 30 to 50 campsites, and there's bunk houses. Anyway, Ranch Rudolph, wonderful place to stay, and that's where my wife and I are staying for the weekend. So we came into town last night. We got to see Grand Funk downtown. That was very cool. there is a giant beer tent, and I'm sorry to say there's no right brain there because...
I'm sorry to say that, Jim.
Yeah.
We tried so hard, at least try to be a part of it, that it just did not work out, and so you suck it up and keep on moving.
So. Yeah, so you're making all the people jones for right beer right now until you get up and running.
Hopefully they'll be back when we're back in action, so yeah. It should be soon.
And you should be getting your permit to brew here in a couple of days, so...
Yeah, we're basically waiting for the fire department to sign off. Everybody else is signed off, so...
Well, I know what they were doing this morning. They were on a fire call this morning, because when I went through McDonald's...
They're busy, so...
They were very busy this morning. Yeah, they were putting out a service trailer was on fire on the side of the road, so... Yeah, you going to be serving any food up here?
I will not be serving food. I'm talking to other people about doing it, so we'll just stick to doing what we do best. We'll make beer, and then eventually we hope to have a food service here, but not us.
So what was the first beer you brewed when you became Right Brain?
The Willpower Pale Ale, and that will be the first beer that we brew here. So that's pretty much our flagship beer.
And you bottle how many different brews?
None yet.
Okay, this will allow you to bottle it.
We do, and that's the great part about this space is it gives us a lot more room to do things that we could never, ever do in the old location. And so we'll start to bottle those barrels right there. Those are from Grand Traverse Distillery, and those are whiskey barrels. And so I've got the Hawk Owl Amber laid down, which is what we call the Looping Owl. And then I have Dead Kettle laid down in there. It's an IPA. So when we can, we're going to try to bottle Looping Owl in bomber bottles coming soon.
Excellent. So how many different brews then are you going to have in bottles initially?
Just that one. And then we'll start to work into doing our barrel-aged beers in there, and maybe some specialty small batches. But all we're focused on right now is to get our kegs filled again and get back on tap and get going that way. And, you know, basically, when they say go, we're gonna take off. It's been a while. It's been a lot of hard work to put the system back together, but... So we have two breweries in here. You see that small one over there is a 7-barrel, and then we have a 15-barrel that'll be able to brew for distribution. 7-barrel should be able to brew for our pub so that we can have a huge variety. We're pretty sure we can have 30 or 40 different beers on tap when we get fully operational.
That's excellent. So why the move?
Why the move? Because... If you'd ever been in the old space, my entire brewery was about the size of that. It was like brewing in a closet. And I had zero ability to grow the business. About 2 years ago, my revenues went flat, and I had no more ability to grow anymore. And you have to grow. You grow or you die in business. So, you know, we finally purchased our own building, and now we have the ability to continue to grow and bring other businesses in here as well to kind of collaborate with us.
That's great. Okay, we're talking with Russ Springsteen, Right Brain Brewery. Russ, later on the show, we're going to ask you to come back. We're going to be joined by Norm Jones from WTCM here, who's going to co-host with us. But I know you've got a lot of work to do here. You've been busy ever since the first time I stepped in here a couple weeks ago, and you're just making great progress, another Michigan success story, so hats off to you, and can't wait to taste that Right Brain when it comes out.
Well, I might have something for you. We don't have any glycol, so we kind of struggled through to try to fire up our system to see if it worked or not. So,
oh, you're teasing
maybe
me.
Maybe I'll give you a little taste today.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Art Van's store manager, and we've got Norm Jones in the house, WTCM. This is the Grillin' Guys.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.